Exclusive: Senator Ron Johnson blames Democrats for blocking Save America Act. Harmful to America to take your frustration out on Republicans. By Hannah Knudsen on September 1, 2026. It is harmful to America for Democrats to take their frustrations on Republicans. Senator Ron Johnson, R.Y., said during the Fight Club roundtable hosted by Breitbart News editor-in-chief Alex Marlow and Washington bureau chief Matthew Boyle. Discussing legislative blocks by Democrats, and using the Save America Act as an example, Johnson concluded that it is fundamentally harmful to America to take your frustration out on Republicans, for example, for not passing the Save America Act. It's Democrats who won't vote for it. You know, we're all voting for election integrity. We're all voting for voter ID. Democrats won't. And the only thing, you know, you can get upset about it. You know, the Republicans is we don't have the votes to overcome the filibuster. Johnson said, noting that he has agreed to end the filibuster, albeit reluctantly. But to this audience in particular, I want to make sure. Do not take it out on Republicans of what we're not able to accomplish, because taking it out on us helps ensure Democrats win. And when Democrats are in control, they destroy this country, he said, using Obamacare as an example. Johnson continued to speak about the Save America Act further along in the roundtable discussion, as Breitbart News editor-in-chief Alex Marlow asked, "Given your extensive experience in covering and investigating fraud, how does that experience shape your perspective on the need for the Save Act and its role in protecting the integrity of our elections?" Johnson explained, "We can't pass the Save Act or Save America Act, which has the additional things about boys and girls sports, that type of thing, because Democrats won't vote for it, and that's the bottom line. Democrats are opposed to any election integrity measure cause it's an extension of their goal of turning America into a one-party nation. So there's a reason Democrats opened up the border and flooded America with millions of people completely unvetted. Because they would go into sanctuary cities, and they'd be reliably voting for Democrats." Johnson pointed out that Democrats are not held accountable by the establishment media or institutions, identifying that as our biggest problem there in terms of elections. "Our State Department consults with burgeoning democracies in terms of how they can run free and fair elections. We violate basically those principles, you know. Same-day voting, in-person voting," he said, explaining that in America, we now can vote weeks in advance. "I'm not sure even Save America Act goes far enough," Johnson revealed, calling to truly re-embrace true voter integrity. Bernie Moreno went down to Colombia. That's where his family's from, and talked to there. They ran a very high integrity election in a reasonably, let's face it, potentially corrupt nation. Their election, officials could not believe. "What we allow in America," Johnson revealed. "They have very strict election integrity measures, which we don't have. But again, Democrats can vote against it, even though 80% of Americans want it," the Wisconsin senator added.